Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our new friend, Janie Smith, president of Smart Advantage Incorporated, the author of the best-selling book, Creating Competitive Advantage, and a new book, Relevant Selling. Janie Smith, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the finding relevance with customers and the work that you do, the research that you do with your customers, the things you've learned and that are in the new book, by the way, folks, what Janie has learned about finding relevance with customers. One of the things that for generations, Janie, big companies could afford to spend lots of money on systems and research that small businesses never had access to. But the last 10, 20 years, a lot of that capability has come down market. It's become more affordable. And I think small business owners are so much closer to customers. And with that fact, combined with the new capabilities that are out there, I think small businesses have an advantage over big companies if they'll just apply what's available to them. What do you think?
I think in many cases they do, and they have some challenges. But let me talk about where they do, for starters. We work with both small companies and very large companies, and the large companies are so siloed that even when they find out what the customer values, they can't tie it back to operational performance. So if the company finds out that on-time delivery is important, there's so many layers between the salespeople and the production people that have to produce on time. It may or may not get done, and they don't understand, the people who are performing the work don't understand the relevance. So big companies, you know, get in their own way frequently that way. Smaller companies, when they learn something, they can huddle together. They can say, yep, we're a team, we're going to focus on this thing, and we can get it done.
Sometimes the employees have been empowered to make an adjustment on the spot.
Yes, and that's quite good. I just caution small companies to be selling what's relevant. And be careful, the small companies want to wave the family business flag. We've done a lot of research, and that is not a buying criteria. Yet they're very proud of saying we're a family business. The third generation has been around for
Are you saying that people are not attracted to family businesses?
I'm saying it's not a buying criteria. In most markets, we've done a lot of research on that, and that is something people are so proud of. And, you know, I get pushback in small communities where they say, well, we're a family business, so is everybody in the community. If that's the case, fine. But most times, family business is not a buying criteria. I'm not buying. It may be interesting. And in some cases, I may want to buy from a family business, but I'm much more interested in on-time delivery in full, how well your people are trained, and the quality of your product.
Especially true if your customers, if your small business customers are larger companies that are where you're doing B2B, right? That's especially true.
That's correct.
So you do need to differentiate a little bit between who the customers are, and especially the B2B side. So I got a minute or so left, Janie. Last thoughts. What would you like to wrap up with?
Well, I just like to remind your listeners that in every sales encounter, they should build confidence and reduce risk in the buying decision. They need to be able to clearly articulate the answer to why us. I got three companies I'm considering. Why should I buy from you? And don't answer it with platitudes and cliches like good customer service. If you Google good customer service or customer centric, you'll come up with, you know, millions.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cliche. Don't drown yourself. Don't let your message be at risk of dying from 1,000 cliches. Be very specific about what you can and do deliver to your customers. And we've seen it again and again. You'll win every time if you get clear with that message and deliver it as well.
Right. Give us an example. How would you turn what you said not to say around to your advantage?
Well, what I want people to say, for example, instead of saying, we've got experienced and knowledgeable people, that doesn't mean anything. But if you say, we invest over $10,000, $100,000 a month, a year, in training our employees, mm-hmm. and they've invested 25 hours to make sure that they know your business and your product.
Each one of our employees gets his budget. We require each one of our employees to have 15 hours of training on this particular thing every year, something like that.
Yes, instead of just saying their experience, mm-hmm. anybody can say
right.
that. What is your investment in your employees that's going to make it better for the customer?
Is employee tenure important? Would that be something?
It may or may not. Not their tenure with the company, but their experience. We had an HVAC company whose technician experience mattered, and we said, how many years do they have? And it doesn't have to be with your company. It
right.
has to be how they've been working on HVAC.
They've been in the business. Good point. Give us the website again, Janie.
Smart Advantage, SMART, Advantage, all one word, smartadvantage.com.
All right. Hey, Janie, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Tim.
Janie Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, the book is called Relevant Selling. That's the new one. Quick break. I got to go. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Now go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.